If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And we are also heard on CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, so check that out. If you're looking for us, we're at Catholic Audio Media on any podcast platform we are on, except for Spotify. It's Catholic Audio Media, three words, the rest all one word. So check us out. You can also follow us at Alston Saint on Twitter. And if you do that, you'll see that I often tweet out the programs. So we're talking this week about the funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral that happened a few weeks ago. And basically what I'm saying, how I would have done the funeral. And you notice that I'm not saying I would have rejected that funeral. I probably wouldn't have, because especially keep in mind what I've said. This is literally, except we're not talking about football, Monday morning quarterbacking. So I'm not criticizing the people, including the priest and the ministers who did the funeral over at St. Patrick's, because I'm obviously dealing with more information than they are. So I'm not. But I'm saying if I was in this position and I had enough information that maybe would be more than they have, so I have to give that credit where credit is due. This is the way I think the funeral should be done. And I talked yesterday about having the first hour to be like a wake service, take the Eucharist out of the tabernacle and let that go as you would a wake service in a funeral home, keeping in mind that wake services do happen in churches, very common with the Latino community. They'll do a wake service in the church, and then the following the wake service, they'll do the funeral itself. Now, so that's the way I would have handled that. I would have said, okay, the first hour, we'll say the whole thing, they had to reserve 2 hours. So we'll say the first hour, 10 o'clock, is when the funeral, the wake service will begin, and we'll begin the funeral service itself at 11. And I told you yesterday or the day before that at the last moment they decided to turn it into a funeral service as opposed to a mass. So that's probably what I would do in handling this, given the circumstances. Now, I want to talk to you about what a funeral is all about, because I think the next thing would be during the funeral service, you would want to explain to people who may not have understood, which I think is clearly what was going on, what a funeral service is all about, explaining what was going on. What is a funeral service all about? And the key thing in a funeral service is actually baptism. Believe it or not, a funeral service, by the way, is not a memorial service. It's not a celebration of life. It is a remembrance, a reminder of the person's baptism. And I'll explain that in a second. Now, there are, like, you may look up in a funeral home and they'll say, and a celebration of life will happen at such and such. Yeah, that's what you do in a funeral home. Or there'll be a memorial service held at such and such auditorium. Yes, that's what you do. But in a church, it is a funeral mass that has a specific purpose, and it all revolves around baptism. Now, I'm talking about the funeral mass that's done in most churches at this time. There are some that do the funeral service as you would have done prior to 1967, and they are those who do it in Latin and do the old Latin mass. That's different. It may have the same thing. I've never done one of those masses, so I don't know. But the symbolism is very different. First of all, the priest wears black. In many of the funeral services that we have, funeral masses and services that we have in the church today, the priest wears white. And I'll explain that in a second. Another color you can use is purple. And you can use black or purple, and there are priests that do that, but the priest generally wears white. And there again, why? Because the symbolism is related to baptism. And the three main symbols in a funeral are the holy water, which is sprinkled on the casket at the beginning of the Mass, the pall, which is, best I know, is always white, and the Easter candle, which is always at the head of the casket. So those are all baptismal symbols. They aren't symbols of death. As a matter of fact, in the Catholic Church, we don't have symbols of death. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. You know, the voice of St. Anthony Parish is spreading the divine word on the AM and FM dial and also digitally through our uplifting podcast. But you also know how much I believe in the power of prayer. So I'm kindly asking you for your support in prayer. Please add the mission of our podcast to your prayers, because we're evaluating the program during Lent to see where to, you know, offer up the program and make sure the Lord is leading it where he wants it to be. So the success of our program is the success of the mission that the Lord wants to lead us to. Your prayers are our foundation. Now, if you'd like to make a monetary donation, we'd greatly appreciate it. And you can do so either sending a monetary donation to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Or you can donate through our CatholicAudioMedia.com website or through our parish website, stanthonyallston.org. By the way, the best way you can support the program is come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. Together, let's build a stronger community in this radio broadcast through faith and prayer. And thank you, and let us pray that the Lord will guide this program and continue guiding this program. So, I would, if I was doing this funeral at St. Patrick's, I would kind of explain, well, I wouldn't kind of do anything, I would explain what was going on at each step. If I understood that the people there did not understand what a funeral was. So that's what I do. And I do explain a lot of things anyway. So at the very beginning, you sprinkle the casket with holy water as a reminder of the baptism of the person who had died. Now, if by chance the person was not baptized, then the funeral pretty much would not be done in a Catholic church, because the person has no connection to the Catholic Church. And if they said, if when they did the intake and they said, well, the person isn't Catholic, then you don't do a funeral only for Catholics because it's a Catholic church, Catholic symbolism, the whole bit. It doesn't make any sense outside of that context. You can do a memorial service, you can do a celebration of life in those environments, but a funeral service is for a baptized Catholic. Okay, so the next step is you have the funeral and you begin with the prayer. Now, one of the things I do is I then allow the eulogies, and again, eulogies in general, if you're doing more than one funeral, but eulogy for each funeral. Again, one eulogy for 5 minutes. Why? Because if you do more than that, people are going to start looking at their watches and they're going to say, you know, how long is this going to last? So you don't want that. You want them to know about 5 minutes. Now, another thing to put in mind is some people will just not understand funerals and they may go off the rails. And they may go on for a long, long time. Generally, you really can't stop that. If you're going to stand up and say, all right, that's enough, you're going to come out being the bad guy. You just let it go. They may or may not know. Some cemeteries, if they show up late, it's going to cost them more. So you just do what you can. But 5 minutes is good. I know of one funeral where person went on ultimately for 40 minutes. And after 20, one of his relatives stood up and said, please stop. And he wouldn't. So that happens. Okay. But generally 5 minutes. And also the other reason is it helps me to understand more of who the person is. And also now the eulogy is done so that you don't have someone giving the eulogy when people are expecting to leave. And that's the worst time to give a talk. You know that. That's when you, that's the last time you want to give a talk. People say, well, how long is this going to last? You don't want that. So there, and then we begin with the opening prayer. And it's praying for the person that the Lord may welcome this person into heaven. Believe it or not, a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't talk about them being in heaven and stuff. Well, ironically enough, the prayer is due. And that's an important consideration. Now, there's a reason for it. You don't want to say now this. You don't always want to say now this person is in heaven, because some people may be shaking their head going, no, he's not. And that actually happened to me at one funeral. After, you know, you try to be charitable when you do a funeral. You try to be nice and charitable. And when the funeral was over, the family came up to me and say, why did you say anything nice about that guy? He was a jerk. Literally, that's what they said to me. Well, you know, do not speak ill of the dead. But that kind of caught me off guard. And, you know, what can you do? So there's those realities. And that's happens in funerals. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow in our continuing discussion about this funeral, funerals in general, and the one at St. Patrick's in New York. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.